Books on Tape presents The Lost Diary of Don Juan by Douglas Carlton Abrams. Read by Scott Brick. Editor's Note. As an editor at the University of California Press who was responsible for unsolicited manuscripts, I received many unusual submissions, but nothing like the one you were about to read. The cover letter indicated that the manuscript was being sent to me because of an article I published in the Journal of Spanish Literature. I had received the few shreds of evidence that Don Juan, the famed seducer of women, was an actual historical person who lived in southern Spain in the 16th century. My correspondent claimed that the enclosed manuscript was nothing less than a translation of a diary kept by this very same Don Juan, and hidden for a dozen generations in secrecy. The package had no return address. The diary was supposedly written in Seville in 1593, during the Spanish Golden Age. King Philip II ruled the largest empire the world had ever known, and by order of the crown, Seville was the sole port through which all the silver and gold of the Americas poured. Because of its great wealth and decadence, Seville was often called the Great Babylon of Spain. Galanteadores, the Spanish word for gallants or seducers, were common at the time, and their success may have been partly the result of the depletion of men caused by wars and colonization. Although the accuracy of the historical census data is hard to judge, it was estimated that in some neighborhoods, half of all women were widowed or abandoned. A man's life does not...